Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, howdy doody, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, the howdy doody man, Andy Goldstein. And what a show we've got coming up. Oh, here it is here. I mean, it really is fantastic. Well, it's got Max Rushton in it. What can you do? But the rest of it's brilliant. And we start with the reaction to a busy night and a big night of Champions League and lots of calls to the sports bar, or as you know it, the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. Here are some words coming out of people's mouths.
This is all Daniel Levy cutting corners when Tottenham Hotspur are in a position, Matt, where they should be winning trophies and challenging. Matt, Daniel Levy likes to cut corners, Matt, and drag the hell out of the football club. Now, at this present moment in time, Pochettino, I'll be honest with you, if he had half a chance, he would run. Because he doesn't want to be there, purely because the club is going backwards. He's been probably promised, don't worry, when we move into the new stadium, this, that and the other. Yeah, we're going backwards, mate. And I've been saying it for 3 years. Daniel Levy is breaking records at taking Tottenham backwards.
Matt, listen, I hear what you're saying, but why do you want Pochettino to quit?
Mate, it's not about me wanting Pochettino to quit.
It is, because that's what you said.
Listen. What I'm trying to point out to you is that man, right, and I wasn't in the era of Bill Nicholson. And you know what? That guy, to me, is embedded in my blood because of what he brought to this football club. And Keith Birkinshaw was in my era. And that guy is... I hold him and I've met him. He's at the top of the tree for me. Pochettino is next to that man, even though he's not won trophies, but he wants the best for the football club. There's only one man, even though he's earning big money, he's not a mercenary at the football club, is Poch, because Poch wants what we want, trophies. He wants to put that on his CV, but Levy doesn't want it, and half the footballers, like Dele Alli, look at how he's playing. Do you honestly think he cares? He's getting his 150 grand a week. Harry Kane's running around. He's the highest paid player. You've got Lloris there, World Cup winner, supposedly, making mistake after mistake. It's not good enough. The football club is going backwards.
Matt, it's been a sticky start. I just had to check that you did win tonight, and you did. You won 4-0. And
I don't care, mate. I know, that doesn't bother me.
You do care, Matt.
Well, let me stop you there. Winning 4-0 at Red Star isn't going to really make me go to another level. We went to Everton, a poor Everton, and we drew. Don't talk to me about breaking legs.
No, you're right.
We went to a poor Everton and we drew. We lost to Newcastle. Who else can I tell that to?
He's right.
And you want to sit there and compare if London is blue or red? Are we having a laugh here? And I don't want to admit this, but are we seriously having an argument if is it blue or red? We ain't won nothing for 30 years. Under Daniel Levy, this football club is going backwards.
There you go, the sports bar that can be heard Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. on TalkSport. And don't bother texting me going, I wish you were on 7 days a week, you're the best. Listen, you're entitled to your opinion. 7 days is too much. Oh, well, please. There's no point listening to radio if you're not in it. Look, it's just too much, 7 days. So just get on with your life. Anyway, now we head over to the mid-morning show with Jim White and Natalie Sawyer. And alongside them, well, sort of, on the phone was Frank Lampard, or as some people call him, Super Frank. Not to be confused with my dog, who's actually called Scooter Frank. All a bit bizarre when I take him for walks in the high street. and people start chanting, Scooter, Scooter Frank. That genuinely is his name. Anyway, here's Frank Lampard with Jim and Natalie.
Frank, what have you done there? Because Jorginho wasn't everybody's favourite, and now the supporters have really taken to him. Kovacic, some people got on his back, they've really taken to him. What are you doing there, Frank?
Well, I mean, the credit has to go to them both, you know, and the other players that are doing well at the moment, because it's all on them, and all I do and the staff do, and I always mention the staff because we work so hard with them, and when you come in fresh, you try and bring in some new ideas and you have to implement them on the training ground, and then it's up to the players. But in terms of those two, I've just tried to give them the freedom to find a pass, the freedom to... Well, particularly with Kovacic, for instance, he's got that ability to go past people in midfield, which is pretty rare. So the freedom to take people out of the game in central areas and be a little bit expansive when they can be. And the rest is down to them. They've also got great characters as well, Jim. They do drive the team from central areas, particularly Jorginho. You see that from the outside. He's always pushing people on and talking. And they're huge for you when you want to get things going on the pitch.
Do you have any sympathy at all for some of the fans who left at 4-1 down?
No, but one of them's probably my dad, Jim. My dad's shooting off early to miss the traffic, and then the game changes and we have to have a conversation later on. So, no, I mean, listen, I get it, some people, especially on an evening match, some people do have to go to work, etc. But the ones that stayed, and a lot of my friends are at the game or fans that I'm in contact with, and they thought it was a special evening. Now, I was just a bit disappointed that we didn't get the extra goal. We had the one chalked off, but even after that, I felt that we were going to go and push and get it, and we were unlucky at the end not to win the game.
You know, you did all that last night, and N'Golo Kanté wasn't even back. I mean, is he going to have to fight for the right for his place again, Frank?
Well, I think firstly, Jim, he's a fantastic player, and he was one of the players that when I came in, I was so excited to work with because I've loved him from afar as a Chelsea fan. And I'll need him, Jim. There's no doubt he's world class, and I need a squad, and there'll be his attributes and what he brings. We all know can't be talked down just because we're on a good moment at the minute. So no, he's brilliant for us all that he's back. We've had to be a bit careful with him because he had a difficult start to the season, little niggles. I don't think he's been used a lot in 4 years to amazing effect, and I think it was just time to take a little bit of a back step. But now we've got him hopefully looking good, then he's going to be massive for us.
I mean, only you know this, Frank, but can you play Jorginho, Kovacic and N'Golo in the same team?
Yeah, you can. You can, in my opinion, Jim. And I think one thing we have done this year is try to be adaptable, which means that sometimes you're changing in terms of personnel or in the shape of the team. And what they bring, all of them, because and even Mason, you throw that in and you know it's giving me problems, but what they can all do is lots of parts of the midfield game. There's not one of them that says, OK, he's just a number 10 or he can only do that. I think they all can do a lot. So in terms of how they rotate and work together, I think it's something that we always work on. And I think whoever I pick there at the moment, when they're all fit, you'd like to think that they're going to give you a good performance.
Frank, say you end up winning your appeal against the transfer ban. You're in something of a dilemma, are you not? Because the group you've got are giving you everything. And then again, you might have the capability of adding to it.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy, it's one that I will cross that bridge when it comes. Yeah. And we'll see, obviously. We know it's later this month. But I am very happy with what I've got. I said this in the press the other day, and it would be something that we would always look to as Chelsea and me personally, is can we improve in areas and only to make it do business if you can improve, and it feels that it's the right thing for the group, not just personnel wise, but in terms of the balance and the way we're going. So I will look at that one and we'll see. But at the moment, I can't ask for any more. So it's nice that it's really down the list of my priorities of what happens with the appeal at the minute. The real priority for us always going game to game and trying to improve all the time.
Now we can check in for the first time on the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show with Big Al and Ali McCoys. And they had Alfie Haaland on the show, of course, talking about his son. No one actually knows the name of his son. Everyone just says the son of Alfie Haaland. And that's including Alfie Haaland. Doesn't even know his own son's name. He just says son of Alfie Haaland. It's all very bizarre. Anyway, this is Alfie Haaland talking about his son with Alan Brazil and Ali McCoys.
He loves to score goals, I must say. You know, it's different to score goals and love to score goals. You know, he's just eager to get into the right positions all the time. And the thing is that he's got an eye for goal, but he's also strong. He's tall and he's also fast, which is good skills to have, I think.
So Alfie, born in Leeds, so. Where do you think your son's going to end up?
Well, he was a Leeds fan and a City fan and Nottingham Forest fan, and so he followed me, obviously, but that's what you do in your youth, isn't it? And it's different to being a supporter than having it as a job, you know? So, yes, but he was born in Leeds, yeah.
Where would you like to see him play, Alfie?
I don't know. I think, at one stage he would like to play in the Premier League, yes. But when that's going to happen, I don't know. You know, it's a very tough league. But up to now, he's sort of ahead of the stage that we thought he would be at. You know, and he's built for Premier League at one stage, I think. You know, but if that's going to happen now or at a later stage, we don't know. Hopefully one day, yeah.
The Red Bull have put, I think they put a big price tag on his head, haven't? Does that worry you a little bit? I think it's over £80 million.
That always worries, you know. But then again, he's at Red Bull and he's at a fantastic club there and playing Champions League. So it's in a way it's a no hurry. But Red Bull has shown from the past that they are sort of a middle step club. And if they're going to recruit players in the future, they can't put a stupid price tag on the players because nobody would like to go there.
Yeah. Alfie, I've got to bring up the weekend there. Andre Gomez picked up a real bad injury. Yeah. For me, it was an accident, but it was bad. You had a terrible one, which was no accident, I hate to say. What advice would you give the Evertonian Andre Gomez? Because he's a good player.
Sometimes I watch the game and I felt so sorry for him. It's just awful, but that's things that can happen in football. You know, if it's a clear sort of a break, it's maybe better because it can heal quicker and you can come back as a normal again in a way. But it was horrible. But that's the thing with football players. It's hard to play. So many games and accidents like that can happen. But no advice. But people has come back from those kind of injuries before and maybe even stronger. So he's going to learn a lot from it. But fingers crossed that it's going to go well.
Time now to check in with Max Wasted Time. Sorry, Max Rushton on Wasted Time. Sorry on Extra Time. My mistake. Oh, can't read my own handwriting. Anyway, this is Max doing something that nobody probably hears because everyone's asleep.
Puskas playing in Australia. I had no idea.
So we've got, we had so many Hungarians come out in the 1956 wave, but we also had a heap of Hungarians come out in the 1930s wave as well. So there was a massive diaspora of Hungarians here. And so Puskas, when he was not allowed back into Hungary, could come here, eat goulash, be Hungarian, speak the language, feel the friendliness and the love that the Hungarian people obviously had for him. And so he started coming quite regularly. He came during the 70s and 80s. And even there's stories of him playing kind of scratch games in his 50s. Down in Geelong.
Oh, that's brilliant, isn't it?
And he'd muck around. And in the late 80s, we used to have famous... Australia was something of a football backwater, but we used to get in big names to run clinics here. And so George Best had a clinic here in the 80s. And so some Hungarian entrepreneur decides to have a clinic here under the Puskas banner in about 88. And so he comes out here and he runs it. It doesn't go that well in a business sense. He gets kind of, yeah. And so he's here and loving life, but he has no job. And Puskas wasn't motivated particularly by money, but he kind of just needed a job.
Of course.
And so he was called up. Some Hungarians got in touch with the Greek club because he had the Panathinaikos history. And suddenly the local club here, the most sort of famous name in the old NSL, as it was called, was South Melbourne Hellas. And they just came and offered him what would be regarded as peanuts to coach, really... less than $100,000, a couple of thousand dollars a week to roll up. And he really did roll up. He had a stomach that was about as wide as he was tall, but still these incredible calves. And so they go on and they win the championship over a couple of years later. And so there's this sort of sense.
He's not playing.
No, he's not playing. He's just this.
He's just Pushkus. He's Pushkus. I mean,
Pushkus. He's down at the TAB in Ackland Street, which is so he loves.
It's like,
the
like it's just like a Ladbrokes, right? Just
wandering in. He's there. But can you imagine in Hungary or in most of Europe, if he walks in anywhere,
he can't
just sit there and have a quiet bet.
I'm trying to make the comparison. It would be like what David Beckham in about sort of 50 years, being 32 stone and walking into the local William Hill.
Exactly, and just sitting there all day. And then he goes and has his pork at the local Hungarian corner restaurant and eating and drinking.
I'm Alan Brazil and this is TalkSport Daily.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to the Jim White Show, and Trevor Sinclair was on talking about Liverpool and how they should prioritise the Carabao Cup over the World Club Cup. I sort of agree with him, actually. I never thought I'd say that about Trevor Sinclair. Actually, no, I'm going to disagree. I just feel dirty agreeing with him. Anyway, here's Trevor saying something about Liverpool, which usually I'd agree with, but I just can't on this occasion.
Looking at the Club World Cup, looking at the Carabao Cup, I feel that Liverpool should stay at home and try and win that domestic cup. It's got heritage. It's actually worth something, not in monetary terms, because 4.5 million to 100 grand, there's no relation there. You know, it's a lot better to win financially, the Club World Cup. But I actually feel Liverpool fans will want to win the Carabao Cup. Just get that psychological difference and that little bit of upmanship against Manchester City leading into the end of the season.
Time now to check in with Paul and Andy, or Hawksby and Jacobs. They can be found 1 to 4 weekdays on TalkSport. And they had a great guest on the show, Martin Johnson, of course, star of Miami Vice. Used to drive that white Ferrari Testarossa. Huh? Oh, rugby. My mistake.
Well, a World Cup winning captain.
Still our only winner.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah.
Martin Johnson joins us now.
I was going to get banished to history, I was hoping.
We were with Steve Thompson, Kieran Bracken last week, and they were saying that. They were saying, look, we want the boys to do it, you know, and then forget about us. But I thought, you don't really mean that, do you?
Yes and no. Yeah, you want them to win. And they, what a performance they put in the semi-final. And I know, you know, we're all disappointed for them and obviously for the fans that we lost, but you know, that was still a heck of a game they put in against the All Blacks to get there. And most of the teams would have, you know, who weren't in the final would have been happy to sort of be there. But you always get introduced as a World Cup winner. But I always say, look, I played in three and two of them we didn't win. So you're also a World Cup loser. And it's gutting. You know, you put so much, not just a physical effort, because that's what you do as a player, but you sort of mentally have to fully, you're all in, you know, for a World Cup to get there. And when you get the, you know, when you get the chop and you're out, it is quite devastating. Mm. And you, because you're in it so deeply, you know, I've got the sort of distance of time and being out of the game for a while, and you understand, look, they'll get over it. The sun comes up the next morning. There's lots of people in this world going through a lot bigger hardship than losing a game of rugby, but it does gut you deeply.
Back now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, and Big Al and Ali McCoysville with Laura Woods doing a special question of sport, because Alan's got in his head that it's 50 years since Question Sport was first on the telly. In fact, of course, it's 51 years coming up soon. Not that Alan usually gets stuff wrong. He's maybe been in the bar doing his research. That's probably the problem. Anyway, here's Laura Woods with Ali and Al talking Question of Talk Sport.
Sorry, good morning, Laura.
I've always wanted to be Sue Barker.
Do you know something? You'd be brilliant at that.
Would I?
Yeah, you would be. In fact...
Oh, you're getting rid of Sue already,
no,
are
not
you?
At all. Sue's the best Ages? Ever. Don't even think about it. Sue's the best ever by some considerable distance.
So what you're saying is I could do it, I would never be as good. Well... Thanks, Ali.
That's what you're saying, Laura.
Yes.
Literally,
you know,
you're spot on.
I'll accept that. In a
nutshell, Woodsy. She is national treasure, so I'll totally accept that. Right, I'm going to give it my best shot, though. Tomorrow, we've been speaking about this all morning, haven't we? It's a very special day for Ali. 50 year anniversary, da 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 da. It's airing on TV tomorrow. You're appearing in it. Many of our younger listeners only really remember Ali for being a team captain.
It's something amusing,
isn't it? They remember you fondly for it, but your playing days, you know, they weren't even born during those days.
Glenn Miller still flying.
You're getting your payback for that Sue Barker.
I am. I'm going to be throwing barbs at you this morning. So in honour of this, we're bringing back one of our very old features. It's time for a question of Talk Sport.
Brilliant.
Bosh. Okay, here we go. This is the observation round, this one. Alan, you're going to go first.
Ugh.
Please listen carefully to the next 45 seconds of audio, as you'll be asked five questions off the back of it about what you're about to hear.
A black cat came on the pitch, stopped play. Kane! Harry Kane! Celtic 2, Barcelona 0. Tony Watt has fired the ball into the back of the net.
Son put it across the area, and now three quarters by Harry Kane.
Darling, you know tonight I'm not going to cook for you. I'm going to eat on you. And
what a strike from Harry Kane, almost out of nothing.
Moose, goal!
Goal at Selhurst Park.
I think he's done it! Yes! You beauty! Big Orange has done it! Unbelievable!
Oh, yes, it's all over! Oh, no, it's not. It's offside.
That was brilliant.
Vintage miss.
Do you know what the best thing is about that, which you guys wouldn't have been able to see?
That was tremendous.
As we started playing that 45 seconds, Alan's concentration face, he just closed both eyes. Really,
you meant even longer and worse for me. This is not fair.
I thought we'd lost them there.
I know. I thought we were in a different realm. And shape shifting.
Time now to check in for the first time with the ginger fella from Drive. Yes, Elton John had the former boxer Nicola Adams on the show. Have a listen.
I wasn't willing to take the chance to lose my sight over another competition. Mm. I've achieved everything as an amateur boxer, everything as a pro. I wanted to turn pro to become a world champion, and I've done that now. So yeah. I'm quite content with myself.
Yeah, you've done quite a bit. It's not been a bad career, has it? There was one time, I think, was it 2-3 years ago when you were at the same time the reigning Olympic, World, Commonwealth and European champion. Were you kind of, did you have to pinch yourself and think, how on earth has this happened? Because way back at school, there were teachers telling you, well, this isn't going to happen. You know, it's not even, women's boxing isn't even in the Olympics. And there you were, ruling the world. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was an unreal, unbelievable achievement. I mean, even when I look back now at what I've done in my career and how far women's boxing has come since then. I mean, when I first boxed in the Olympics in 2012, some people didn't even realise that women actually even box until after I won the gold medal. So to go from there to now, we've got women headlining in the pro ranks is unreal to see.
Let's have a look back, because you did make history. That final in London 2012 was stunning. When you floored your opponent in round two, at London 2012 in that final. That left that you caught her with was insane. I mean, that would have knocked through a brick wall. I mean, where did that come from? And did you realise at that point when she hit the deck that you were going to go on to win gold?
I just remember going through the whole fight thinking, I can't believe I'm winning this. Because normally, we've had a rivalry for a few years. She beat me, I beat her, and then she beat me again. And going into the Olympics, she'd just beaten me 10 weeks before in the World Championships in China. And so I was like, right, I went into this fight and I was like, I need to win this. It's my home country and it's the Olympics and it's going to be the first ever gold medal. And I went into that ring so determined. There was nobody that was going to beat me that day.
And that's nearly it. But of course, before we go, we have to bring you the best bits of the sports bar. Very difficult to cram. In fact, I've got a little email here. It says, Andy, I'm just wondering. I listen to your TalkSport Daily podcast every day. It's really good. It's up there with the Andy Goldstein Trans Europe Express and also the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. on TalkSport. Just wanted to know how you're doing. That's very nice. I'm okay. Anyway, here are the best bits from the best show, Your Words Not Mine, on TalkSport.
Would you just speak to someone on the phone for me?
Go away.
Go away? Well, I've got, there's some people on national radio. They can help our relationship. don't swear. Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
Just hello.
Just speak to Andy and Jason.
Come on, Lise.
Lise, just...
Hello, radio? Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
You're live on national radio.
Hey, Lise.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
don't,
Scott?
Hello, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Lisa, would you just say hello? Just... See, this is the problem I deal with, guys.
Well, you have just
woken
up. I
don't really know what to say anymore.
Yeah, you have just woken up in the middle of the night, to be fair.
I know I've just woken up, but Lisa, listen, look. I think I've just made things worse, guys. I've got to go. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right. Oh, blimey.
I mean...
What's he woken up for in the middle of the night? That's never going to...
I mean, we could have smoothed that over, mate.
Oh, easily. But that's the end of it for another podcast. Good work, everyone. It's one of the best I've done for a long, long time, actually. The others were rubbish. If you've still got them in your library, just delete, delete, delete. Keep this one. Keep. Delete, delete, delete. Honestly, the others are worth. This is the best one. A quick reminder that the best football competition in the world, the World Club Championships, Europa League, World Cup, is on tonight. And, of course, you can hear live commentary of a massive game, Lazio against Celtic. That's at 5-6 on TalkSport 2. And then, of course, United are in action. You've got Rangers, you've got Celtic and Wolverhampton Wanderers. And after all those games are finished, me and him over there will be taking your calls from 10 p.m. on the sports bar. So make sure you join us for that. Thanks so much for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.